Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I listened to their greatest hits today, Sam. Thank you. In my car. All day.
You can actually thank me for this song being played. Hey. I'm the one who ordered in the Air Supply because I have a message for you.
Well, one, Scott, I wouldn't brag about playing Air Supply. And two, Dana, the greatest hits track for Air Supply, it doesn't exist.
No, I'm going to tell you because they don't know how to rank them. There are so many. When you say play Air Supply greatest hits, it's like 3 hours of music. You could drive to St. Louis and just rock out.
Okay.
Don't say the morning's come.
Why wouldn't a band release a greatest hits if they had so many hits? Every band does. Even Thin Lizzy did.
They do have a greatest hits album.
No, they don't.
It's multiple volumes.
No, they don't.
Why do you hate on that band?
Oh, you want to talk about hating on that band? Let me read you a text I got from your boyfriend this morning.
I did have the Air Supply conversation with him last night.
So, yesterday, you guys might recall that Johnny, when asked, you know, would you be willing to go to an Air Supply, you know, rank it from 1 to 10, what's your eagerness to go to see Air Supply with Dana, he put it at a 5 or 6. Remember that?
He said it's not something he would seek out.
Correct. But he would put it at a 5 or 6.
Okay.
So this morning, I'm over at Sarah's house, my daughter. She got a new puppy, and she works from home on Friday. So I go over there, and I try to wear the puppy out, make her tired so she'll take a nap while Sarah's working, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get this text from Johnny. Scott, I've changed my mind. Scott, I've changed my mind. I listened to Air Supply this morning on my drive to work. You asked me yesterday, scale of 1 to 10, how interested I would be in going to see Air Supply in concert. It's a 1.
Oh, no. He omitted the 0. It's a 10.
No, he said, it's a 1, 2, if Dana sings, at least then she might drown out whatever that noise was coming from my speakers this morning.
Oh. Yes, Johnny, yes.
I have not heard them in 30 years. Their later stuff is even worse than their early stuff. Have you heard Mumbo Jumbo, What the F?
Oh, wow.
That Dana. Is a direct quote.
Oh, sweet boy. But we still
Dana's got some rethinking.
I know. Well, he did. I think it isn't the Ameristar. So if there's gambling involved, I think my chances are better.
By the way, Air Supply did release a greatest hits album.
Thank you.
1983, 8 songs.
Okay.
8 songs?
And I play them on a loop and it makes me very happy. I don't make fun of your awful music. Do not make fun of mine.
It's not me making fun of it. It's your boyfriend. I'm not. John Grayson, hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm all out of lunch.
If you had to rank your top 3 Air Supply songs, where would you even start?
At -1. I can't stand Air Supply. I'm sorry. I love you for loving
Get
them.
Out.
But
their greatest hits album is a 5x platinum in the U.S.
Question number 2, did your keys still work when you came back in to say
hi
to us?
It did. I was a little surprised, yeah, because I was kind of in a hurry. I had some stuff to do at home, so I had to run home and then run back. But yeah, it does still work, at least at this moment.
I cried in the car a little bit when you made your announcement today, and please tell everyone, for those who missed it.
Yeah, I'm not really here. I am officially retired as of this moment and off to Portugal in who knows what, as soon as we can get a visa appointment. is really, and I don't know if you knew this. Right now, the visa appointments are running a couple of weeks behind.
No.
I know it's crazy. I don't know what's causing that, but it's taking some doing to get that done.
So I have known a lot of people over the years who have said, I'm going to retire out of the country. There are stories about it. 60 Minutes just did a thing about it. It was on CBS Morning News a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. There's cost effectiveness about that.
Oh, yeah.
More and more Americans are doing it. You're the first person very close to me who flirted with the idea, and then you are actually doing it. And I will say I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
For doing it. I really am.
Thanks. Yeah, it became less and less a question, you know, over time. And then all of a sudden it was just like, yeah, we need to do this. And then we got there. Oh, man. I mean, it's one thing when you're conceptualizing a place and looking at, you know, pictures and watching video. And we did. Jen spent, I don't know how many hours on TikTok watching videos of people who have made that move
to Portugal
and all the advice that they were giving and all of the things that they were saying to do, all the things they were saying to avoid. And the more we learned, the more enthralled with it we became. And then we stepped off the bus in that in the city of Porto where we're moving and just were stunned by how easy a fit it was for us.
Yeah.
Why Portugal? I mean, God knows how many European countries you could have gone
to. Sure, yeah, and we researched a lot of them, and it came down to a number of issues. Cost of living is one, as Dana mentioned. It's incredibly inexpensive to live there. And ease of immigration is another one. Because initially, if you remember, you and I had talked about this late last year. We looked seriously at Malta. The problem with Malta is it's not that big a place. It's an island. And so they're very restrictive as to whom they let in.
Sure.
And it's very expensive to move there. I mean, they know if you want to come here, you're going to pay for it.
Right.
And we just, I mean, we could have, but did not want to. And then just thought, you know, and being in mainland Europe is also got its advantages. I mean, because you can get anywhere from anywhere. Scott, you know that.
In a train.
Yeah. I mean, just to give you an example, the pass that they have that's similar to what they do in Chicago for public transport, because we're not going to have a car. We don't need a car where we're going. So the pass that they have, it covers the local buses, the local metro, and the sort of the trains that go all over Portugal.
Right.
It's 40 euros a month.
Wow.
It's nothing.
Are you going to learn how to speak Portuguese?
Yeah, we are in the process.
Yeah.
So, and we learned a lot. One of the great things about, and what really attracted us to this city in particular, is that when we were trying, when we were over there just a couple of months ago, and we were trying to have some just easy conversations with some of the locals and test out our Portuguese, is that they appreciate it so much that you're even making an effort.
That you're trying.
That if you screw up, they'll tell you, no, it's not that, it's this. And we found out that a lot of the apps and a lot of the books that are written to teach you Portuguese teach you Brazilian Portuguese.
Right.
They don't teach you Portugal, but because the population of Brazil is like 10 times the population of Portugal.
Boa tarde.
Boa tarde.
Oh, sorry. Boa tarde.
Boa tarde.
Good afternoon.
So you are wrapping up a 30-year
36
radio career.
Yep.
That is something.
It is.
In this industry, that is something.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, but you mean for lasting that long in the business.
Yes.
Yeah. And
only getting fired 15 times.
Believe it or not, twice.
Oh.
Which is, and one of those actually wasn't even technically a firing. This happens, again, radio being radio. My station changed format.
Yeah.
So they went to All Sports and they said, can you do a sports show? And I said, I can.
I would prefer not to.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, well then.
Will you miss it?
I was just going to ask that. Dang it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
will you miss the text line?
Actually, given what it was like today, if it was like that always, then I would probably miss it a lot more. But no, I will not miss that. I will say there was one person today who did try to bait me into a ridiculous political argument.
Not doing
I thought,
it.
On my last day, are you even seriously attempting this?
No,
wow.
I'm not doing it.
So no, didn't.
What are you going to miss about the States?
I'm going to miss my kids, obviously, and I'm going to miss the rest of my family who are still here, some of whom are still here in this area.
Yeah.
I've got family in Overland Park, And they're great people. I mean, they're just wonderful human beings. It's my dad's youngest brother and his wife, and their two daughters, one of whom actually moved to North Carolina. So the daughter still lives here.
Uncle, aunt, and cousin.
Yes.
What time will it be there when we're here?
Six hours ahead.
Yeah, six hours ahead.
No, I don't understand that.
So right now it's 9:15 p.m.
Okay. So from time to time, you could call in. We could be like, how's Portugal? And you could be like, it's great. And I'd be like, can I come visit? And you'd be like, yeah.
I told Scott, start working on Alan to let me fill in.
I can't wait.
When you're out
I'll come to you. And then you can fill in for me when I'm in Portugal.
I can't tell you how many people have asked me, so do you have room in your suitcase by any chance? Because that actually sounds kind of awesome.
Can I come visit you?
Of course you can.
Portugal is one of the countries I never got to.
Okay.
And I'd love to see it.
It is about as far away in Europe as you can be from Germany and still be in Europe. Yeah, I get it. I get it that you never
made it there. We could take the train down to Gibraltar.
Yes.
Which would be awesome.
Yep. And I can't wait to see that. I'm going to have to wait a little while because for the first 6 months that you live there on the kind of, it's called a D7 visa, the visa that we're going to get, the first 6 months that you live there, you cannot leave the country. You have to stay in Portugal. And I thought, boy, twist my arm, man.
Right.
Like I want to go anywhere.
That's weird. Why is that?
I'm not sure. I think, so with healthcare, they do have socialized medicine, national healthcare, but you can't join that right away. You have to buy private health insurance, and it's very inexpensive, especially compared to here. But you have to buy that for the first year or two. And the reason they do that is they don't want people getting a visa, immigrating in, getting a major surgery, and then taking off.
Right.
You know, they want to make sure you're committed to being
there. You know, Costa Rica is the opposite, or was, where when you live there as an American, they kick you out every 6 months. I think it's every 6 months.
You have to leave for a couple of weeks.
You have to leave for a couple of weeks and then come back. And so different countries have all kinds of rules about that stuff, but you'll navigate all of those things.
Yeah, and the visa that we're getting is the initial round is good for 3 years, and then you can automatically renew for another two. So we're good for 5 years. And a lot of the questions people keep asking are like, okay, what about citizenship? Are you going to do, you know, you're going to maintain your U.S. citizenship? Are you going to become a Portuguese citizen? That stuff we'll figure out over time. Just what the pros and cons are, but we have 5 years to figure it out. So there's no rush.
Yeah.
Within 5 years, John's going to be living in a castle up in the hills.
That's right.
We found a place. Oh, so the house that we're getting is it's right in the middle of the city, which is great because everything is walkable and everybody does. But we were looking around and Jen found a house yesterday that's about an hour south of where we are, a little bit more out in the country, in a little town. And it was a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. It's absolutely beautiful. And it was $130,000.
Wow. Are there cobblestone streets there?
Yes.
I'm in.
All over Porto. I mean, every sidewalk that you walk
down. Is that where my port comes from?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm coming. That I did not realize until John got me this little coaster that is in my kitchen. And it says Porto. And I said to him, oh, my gosh, is that where my Taylor Fladgate comes from? Probably not. But that's where the port comes from.
Right. There's
Stick around. Oh, yeah. We'll finish that conversation in a minute. We're way late on the break. John Grayson, who has announced his retirement today, will continue with the conversation in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what I'm going to miss, John?
Do tell.
Is when Dana is off and you fill in for that first hour or two and the ridiculously insane, so deep into the woods, nobody else even cares except us, music conversation.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss that.
Well, you know, you were talking before about what's the name of that band again?
Air Supply.
John. Yeah, right. You know what I heard today that I haven't heard in forever? And I was like, okay, wait a minute. First of all, I haven't heard this song since I was probably 11 years old and at a roller skating rink. And second, it so perfectly applies. Sad Eyes by Robert John.
Yes, looked like a dopey. You knew I wouldn't stay. I didn't mean to make her start singing. It's so good. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
But between the two of you, the encyclopedic knowledge of worthless rock music trivia, it's endless.
It's embarrassing.
It's an endless supply.
That is correct.
No, I want to have you fill in, John, anytime when you're over there. And I know you're like, no, I'm retiring.
No, I would
like,
love to.
Even if you call in for 15 minutes, because there will be times we're on the air, you guys. And John will text me and say, hey, what you should really do is check out this. And I'm like, how do you know Elvis's housekeeper? He knows more people than mm-hmm. anyone I have ever met.
I'm well aware.
I can't even explain it. I mean, so many people have asked me, it's like, how do you know all these people? I don't know. I mean, I make friends, I guess, you know, and one tends to lead to another. I've also been incredibly lucky. I've been sitting at dinners with people and looking around the table going, why am I here? I mean, I know why all these people are here, but what am I doing here?
That's why you're there, because that's your attitude.
I guess. Yeah.
What are you going to do with your burned out car?
It's not burned out. There are a couple of possibilities. I actually have a couple of people who are interested in it at the moment. We'll see how much that turns into anything. But really, I mean, if it comes down to it and I have to go, all of the things we're doing all have tax implications to them.
Right.
So getting a nice little write-off wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, just park it on I-35. They'll put a little sticker on it and sit there for about a week.
May or may not be flammable.
What are they going to do? Come get you?
I told you yesterday, there was a second when that fire started that I thought, you know.
Let it burn.
Do I even try? And yeah, I figured, okay.
Just let it burn, baby.
I don't want to make more work for the fire.
The collective amusement we all got watching you on I-35, and we knew you were safe and the tow truck was there, watching you on the scout camera live while your car broke down and caught fire.
I mean
we laughed, you know. And then I called you after the show, or I texted you after the show, and I go, I hope you know that, like, we are actually concerned. We love you. I'm glad you're okay. I would not have known what to do if my car caught fire.
Oh, I came in the next day and said, John, I know we made fun of you, but I really am sorry that happened to Christine. I didn't mean to just only make fun of you the whole time.
It's all right. And I mean, I was joking right along with you guys, because that's all you can do.
How
in
does
a situation
happen?
Like
it's
that
just it's so just so
crazy. Yeah.
Is the car named after the famous Kiss song Christine 16?
Actually, her name is not Christine. She looks a little bit like Christine from the movie.
Stephen King.
Yeah, Christine was a 58, Plymouth, mine's a 57, and they're very, very similar. But her actual true name that I gave to her is Crystal Blue.
Okay.
As in Crystal Blue Persuasion.
But like Christine, she tried to kill you, so I think we should go with Christine.
and go back to it. Yeah. Yep.
Well, listen, don't be a stranger.
I won't.
Because we love having you around and our conversations, and one of the kindest human beings I've ever had the pleasure to work with.
Amen.
I love
so
you both.
Please,
too.
Please keep in touch, because I'm going to miss our daily rush to get you out of your chair and me in my chair.
I will be like the bad penny. I will keep turning up. Good. There's no question about it.
Good. Be safe.
Love you guys.
I'm coming to Porto. You know, I know. I'm not kidding.
I don't believe.
I want to drink Porto in Porto.
Yeah. That webcam that I watch every day of my city, it shows winery after winery after winery. We will have plenty of
Port
to drink.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That'll be exciting for me.
Sorry, Scott.
Well, but I'm being serious about
the food is awesome, too.
Well, that's fine. I'm being serious about we'll grab a train and go to Gibraltar. Because you can see the northern coast of Africa from the Rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah, what is it? Is it Tunisia that's right across?
It would either be that or Morocco.
Yeah.
I believe it's Morocco, okay. If I'm not mistaken.
Did you know that in Portugal, they consider it impolite to stretch in public?
No. Thank you for letting me know.
It says...
You better verse up.
Do's and don't. Avoid stretching in public, as the Portuguese consider this impolite.
They also eat almost everything with knife and fork. It is very much a knife and fork, even sandwiches. It's very much a knife and fork culture.
It does say do not call anyone at mealtimes. That's the other thing on here.
Yeah.
Do not call at mealtimes and do not stretch in public.
You know, I wouldn't know anything about Europe, but I've heard that even when you eat a pizza, you use a knife and fork.
Oh, really? Okay.
You do not eat a pizza with your hands. It's considered unsanitary. Mm.
I will keep it in mind.
You would eat a pizza literally with a knife and fork.
Did they do that in a country that happens to be between France and Poland?
Maybe. God, the coastline here is just stunning, John.
Yeah.
The coastline is stunning.
Do you think they serve pizza on the unemployment line, Sam?
Very nice.
We love you.
Be
love
well.
You back. Thanks for having me.
Be safe. Be well.
Of course.
And arrivederci.
Yeah, that's it.
Obrigado.
Bon voyage.
Thank you. That works.
Okay. All right. John, the great John Grayson.
Obrigado.
What a privilege. Thank you so much, my friend.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, gang, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is the airing of the grievances, and it is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
You know that we are, you know, like Sam, starting to sort of look around at the housing market. And the other day—
I'm not.
We were—
Oh, you?
Yeah. We were— We looked at a property, and this reminded me of this because Grayson was talking about this house that his wife found. And the person that was with us, I was just asking like some general question, like just something silly. Like, when was this built? And he goes, come over here. And he put his hands around his mouth and he goes, talk to me over here. Like, he goes, so I think it was built in. And I go, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, there's probably cameras everywhere. And I said to Scott during the break, Sam, I go, if you're selling your house, do you spy on people that come through the house? Because we had cameras in our house, and when people were coming to look, it never occurred to me to pull up that surveillance and look at what people were saying.
The home that we are moving forward on, they—
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Had Ring doorbell cameras and cameras throughout the home. We stood in the kitchen, and they have one of those like smart Nest things that has a screen with a camera on it. And I have to be honest with you, I was staring at that camera the whole time like—
Like a weirdo?
Can you see me?
But wait, tell
me. I know you can see me.
You have not told me that you guys are closing in on a house.
They are.
Sam and I have had these conversations.
We will be—
Sam, I thought we were friends.
Getting a home very soon. I did tell you.
I don't think you have an expectation of privacy in someone else's house. Now, they can't like film you in the bathroom.
So then you would have at least some
expectation. Yeah, but I don't think you have an expectation of privacy in the living room or in the—
I would assume the laws run similar to like putting cameras in your Airbnb. You can put cameras in the common spaces, but bedrooms, bathrooms, there is a presumed expectation of privacy.
I would agree with that. But do you really? Because I remember when I was selling the house in Roland Park 4+ years ago.
I don't want to know what people are saying.
And so the same gal, Bridget, who's the greatest realtor in the history of realtors, she was selling that house for me and helping me find another house out west. And there were occasions where, well, first of all, she went up to the Kiss Cave, looked around and said, yep. Oh, hell no.
This has to go.
This room has to go. We're going to paint it gray. It was maroon. She goes, everything up on the walls that has anything related to Kiss, it's coming down. I go, come on, Bridget. She goes, Scott.
They're looking at their house, goes, not yours.
Yeah, she goes, Scott, this room is awful. And you cannot have that stuff up on the wall. So anyway, there were a handful of people that would come through and look at the house and they didn't buy it. Or they didn't put down a bid or an offer. And I would always ask her, like, what did they not like about the house? She would never tell me. She goes, that's not your concern. That's mine.
They also, I don't think, can share that.
They can tell you generally.
The price is too high.
They think it's priced too high.
The neighborhood is not good enough.
Right.
Yeah. The schools are too far away or they don't like the school district.
The one that always ticked me off? Just feel like it needs updating. It's a 30-year-old house. Months. Yeah. Do you want a brand new house? I can tell you where those are. They're like $2 million. Go on 135th Street and you can buy yourself a brand new house over on Row and Knoll.
That really got under your craw.
Oh, it drove me crazy.
I mean, every time you heard somebody said, you know, it could be updated.
I said the whole time that we were going through that, like, we need a buyer from California or Brookside that isn't used to every single surface being gray and awful and boring. And sure enough, the people, I am so sick of gray. The people that bought our house, like, boom, we love it,
came
from Brookside. They moved from Brookside.
Now, let me ask you this, because I actually thought it was sort of endearing and unique, but in your kitchen area, your wallpaper was the New York City subway system.
That was phenomenal. We took it down.
Your realtor told you to take it down?
The kids told me to take it down. I was like, I love my New York City wallpaper. I mean, but, you know, I had a funky house. I had all old doors. I replaced all of the doors. I'm an architectural salvage kind of gal. And so I made that house look quirky and funky and old. Like, I don't, at the time, because the kids were in school, I couldn't live in Brookside, but I sort of wanted that feel. So I made that my house. And it turns out people in the suburbs just want gray. They just want everything to be gray.
Dana, I'm telling you, when Bridget told me to get rid of the Kiss Cave, and it was not maroon, but it was kind of maroon. She goes, we're painting this gray because gray is safe.
Ugh. Yeah, if you're in a women's correctional facility.
We painted the Kiss Cave gray.
Gray is the new beige.
I have said it's on its way out. Yeah. I have said to people in the real estate market, do not show me a single house that is head to toe gray. Not one. And we are done with subdivisions. I don't want a subdivision anymore.
Oh, by the way, I was over at Sarah's this morning watching the dog.
Mm.
Word has gotten around in a small country town that you don't like that dog's name.
Oh, it's harsh.
So Dawson, her boyfriend, he was getting ready to leave for work. Sarah was working, and I was in the chair holding the dog, trying to calm her down.
Taking care of the baby.
She's got a lot of energy. She's got a lot of energy. And Dawson's getting ready to leave, and he goes, hey, Scott, one thing real quick. I go, yeah, what's up, Dawson? He goes, hey, he plays softball like every other night. He's a big softball guy. And he goes, I was over at softball the other night, and a couple of my teammates said that Dana's not too fond of my dog's name.
What is it, Oshkabwe or something?
It's Soku. Oh, Sam, can you look up
the name? We can't pronounce it, or spell it. It's got to go.
It's a Star Wars character. I'll look it up.
They should call her Ozzy. That would be very cute.
That was my idea, was to shorten it to Ozzy, because it's like Asaku or something like that. Asaku? Osaka. Ahsoka.
Okay, or you could go with Okinawa, because that sounds like that. Or you could go with
Ahsoka.
And it's just when you're calling a dog, Ahsoka, it's clunky. So,
and I think they should go with Ozzy.
I do too.
And I thought that would be kind of a cute little shortened.
100%.
Yeah. Like, Sam's real name is Samuel, and he goes by Sam for short. So
yes.
Osaka could go by Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Yeah.
Okay. I did see a photo today.
Anyway, he said to me, I heard Dana doesn't like my dog's name.
Did you just throw me right under the bus?
And Sarah, her head pops up. She looks over. She goes, Dana doesn't like her name? And I said, well.
Oh, no.
So here I am doing damage control.
You're backpedaling.
Oh, yeah. And I go, well.
They're like, we pulled up the podcast. That's what she said.
I go, well, she's not a big fan of the dog's name. And Sarah didn't care because I don't think she likes the dog's name either. But Dawson was like, really? And I go, I think she preferred. But I said, but Dawson, she doesn't like Star Wars.
Right.
And he goes, well, then she doesn't get it.
Right. Okay. I saw a photo today. You sent one. You said, I can't get her to sit still.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm going to ask you this live on the air. We have never talked about this dog. I'm going to ask you live on the air because I'm going to cry. Is it possible that that dog is a boxer or a boxer mix?
Yes.
Can I go right now? Like right now and see the dog?
No.
Right now?
No, you may not.
Okay, so I take back everything I said. You guys, this is full honesty here.
I think she's got a lot of boxers.
Scott never told us what kind of dog. He just said they got a puppy. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I see that photo today and I go, oh my gosh, is that a boxer? You do not know this. I don't think you know this about me. This might be the only thing you don't know about me. I grew up with boxers. My father had boxers growing up. And then as soon as I was old enough to help take care of a dog, like 4 years old, 5 years old, we got a boxer puppy. Then after that dog passed, another and another. We had a Dempsey. We had a rep for Jack Dempsey.
Oh, okay.
We always had boxers. I love that breed. I will drop what I'm doing. Like if I see one, I'm nuts.
She's not a full boxer.
But I will tell you, well, she looks enough like it that when I saw it, I go, oh my God, I can tell. That's a boxer. They are very hyper as puppies. They're very, very, not hyper, but just
high energy.
High energy, well, as puppies.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. So Sarah works from home on Mondays and Fridays. So normally she comes over to my place on Fridays. We do Pancake Friday.
Yeah.
Last two Fridays, I've gone over there and I just tell her, listen, I'll wear that dog out. I'll take her walking and running through the backyard. You just work and do your thing. Dad's here to take care of it. Cutest darn thing happened today. I had that dog outside for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, yeah.
I finally bring her inside. She jumps up on the couch with Sarah, who's on her computer, a little laptop. And I'm getting ready to talk to some friends around 10 o'clock. And before I put my ear pods in, all I hear is...
She gone.
And I look over, and this stupid, dumb dog, who's already stolen my heart, is laying right next to Sarah. Her big floppy ears are sticking straight up, and she's just...
Do not clip those ears. We always had floppy-eared boxers.
Yeah, oh, no, they're not going to do that.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Has she Ahsoka'd the carpet yet?
Yeah. She's only had one accident in the house. She's Ahsoka'd the carpet
you
one time.
Ahsoka'd.
Yeah, but she's a puppy. I mean, that happened.
I cannot wait.
She already knows how to sit.
To smell that dog.
She already knows how to sit. Mm-hmm. And but, man, you forget how sharp puppy teeth are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and she's kind of teething a little bit and... You know, I have to keep telling her, no, 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 when she tries to, like, bite my face or whatever.
You do have to teach them early not to nibble during play because once they're full size, they will continue nibbling during play, and it hurts a lot more.
Mm. It's a good life lesson.
So, anyway, I'm back next Friday. You're welcome to swing by if you want.
Oh,
I'll give you the address.
Wait.
Yeah, I'll give you the address.
I want to see that puppy.
Well, you're not welcome after dissing the name.
I'll just call her what I want to call her, which is anything but that.
Hello, you.
You.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What is going on in there?
Nothing.
My computer just fell. It went gonk, and I screamed.
You guys are just angrily flipping your computer screens at each other.
Because he wrote on Facebook, happy birthday, brother. And there's a photo of him and his brother. And I go, oh my God, is it Stephen's birthday? I'll text him.
No, my brother's birthday's in December.
And he looks at me like a screen. He goes, no. And I go, you wrote happy birthday, brother. And there's a photo here of you and your brother.
And I was showing, and I said, there are four photos. My brother's only in one of them. The only other person who's in all four is my good buddy, Max Vogler, who was the guitarist in that incredible garage band that I had called Tuxedo somewhere else. And he lives in Berlin, and it's his birthday today, and he's in all four. Two of the photos are when we were 16 years old. And Dana says, no, there's only two photos. And I said, no, there's four. And I angrily flipped.
And then I went to flip my computer and the entire thing, Sam goes, gosh.
And it scared us. And I think I may have pooped myself.
It looks like you guys are having a computer screen battle in there.
We kind of were.
No, I can flip mine faster.
It is your brother's birthday. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
My brother's birthday is in December.
Well, happy birthday, Max.
No. Yes. Happy birthday to Max. Yes. Wonderful young man. Robert Prevost, a.k.a. Pope Leo XIV, this is the greatest question that has been going on over the internet. Is he a Cubs fan or is he a White Sox fan because he's from Chicago?
Did you see the interview with his brother?
I did see
it. It was phenomenal.
His brother has confirmed, John Prevost confirms that the Pope, Leo, is a White Sox fan.
Have you seen all of the memes?
No.
I mean, the first Pope to eat a Big Mac?
Yeah.
That's probably not true. There are McDonald's outside of the United States.
From Chicago, the Pope.
Oh. We did have somebody on the text line yesterday who said, what a shame that he picked Pope Leo.
Okay, that's funny.
And here's what he should have been. Pope Ditka.
I mean, the memes are incredible.
I loved the interview with his brother who talked about them growing up and talked about their mom and dad would just be so happy and said he was so down to earth. Did you also see they play Words with Friends and Wordle every night?
The Pope is a big Wordle connoisseur.
First Pope to have student loan debt.
Is that true?
No, it's just one of the memes.
Just the memes that are going around. No, I think it's fantastic that this is the first American Pope.
Yeah.
And they were asking, one of the questions they were asking people at St. Peter's was, they were talking to Americans who happened to be there, did you ever think you would see the day when the Pope would be an American? And to a person, they all said no. And I'll be honest, I never thought we would see an American Pope.
Oh, I think that's been the sentiment for all of Catholicism forever, is that it would never be an American Pope, specifically because of our power in the world or perceived.
And I'll go back to what I said yesterday. I was just enthralled with the pomp and the circumstance of it all. I'm actually contemplating going to a Catholic church sometime this weekend just for Mass, even though I'm not Catholic. Just to see how they handle it, whether it comes up.
Oh, this first week, sure.
Yeah. 1 in 3 parents do not think that they'll have a single anxiety-free day this summer. What? According to a new poll of 2,000 U.S. millennial parents of school-age children, many find the end of the school year makes them feel exhausted, 29%, anxious, 28%, overwhelmed, 21%. Suck it up, Buttercup. Those who feel stressed by the final weeks of the school year say it stems from having to figure out how to balance their work with their child's summer schedule, 50%, having an unpredictable schedule, 41%, and not having enough time for household tasks, 37%.
Summer's a lot.
Let them be feral.
Exactly. Here's a novel idea. Just go about your day. They don't need constant supervision.
Well, unless they're two, yes.
Well,
I agree.
Of course, if they're two.
I mean, we live in a world where every
Scott
single
said
parent,
just to let them be.
I mean, it's the competition of who can be more of a helicopter parent these days.
I don't think, Sam, you're wrong.
Mm.
Just let them do their thing. Go outside and play basketball, maybe until 9:30 at night. I don't know if we're going to have enough time.
I played outside every single day of every summer.
I don't ever remember my mother saying anything to me other than be home when the street lights come on. Quick break for the news. We are 1 hour away from Festivus Friday. This day is going by fast.
It has.
Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. And our main man, Dan Weinbaum, has the news coming your way in exactly 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.